Well, just for a few moments this evening, let me share with you just a few thoughts from the Word of God this evening. You've turned to Psalm 1, Book of Psalms in your Bible. Psalm 1, just for a few minutes. I won't keep you long. And I just wanted to share just a few things with you that the Lord has laid upon my heart just recently. Out of this great psalm here, and many of us are familiar with it, and you know, we've maybe learned it as a child in church and growing up in Sunday school, and I remember doing that. And you know, as you get older, these things come back to you, you know, and a lot of times, you know, as a child, you don't maybe fully understand of what you're memorizing, but man, just what wonderful words of life that we have here in the Word of God. In Psalm 1, if you would look there with me at verse number 1, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." What a blessing this is. This can refer to anybody. This is any man. This is mankind. Blessed is the man. This is you. This is me. If we will do this, blessed is that man, the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. There is a tendency. There is a work of Satan that is trying to get the people of God to turn aside from that narrow way. I mean, you read Pilgrim's Progress, and you know there's the narrow way that you know Christian followed, and there was always temptations, always things to draw him aside, draw him away from the Lord, get him off track. And we find in our own lives at every turn. But blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, that stays true to the old-fashioned way, stays true to Jesus, stays true to the old-time religion, stays true to the old book. Amen? And even though in some circles it may be unpopular, you know, and they're wanting to change the Bible and all kinds of different things going on in these days in which we live. Folks, do you realize for 400 years this book was unquestioned whatsoever? And today we've got all these modern versions and all this, kind of a new kind of worship type, contemporary worship coming out, and it seems like a younger generation is kind of going after this sort of thing, and we're getting away from the old time way, the old religion, the old time religion. Amen. And folks, I'm telling you, it still works, and God still saves in the same way He always has, and by using the Holy Spirit of God to convict hearts and bring them to their need of a Savior. Amen. Do you remember that day when God arrested your soul? The Holy Spirit of God is like he's the bounty hunter. Amen. God comes after you. Do you remember that day when God came after you and He arrested your soul? I remember that night. I remember it so vividly. Amen. I remember that Sunday evening when God got a hold of me as a little boy and showed me I was lost on my way to hell. And so may we, as God's people, may we stay true to the Lord, even in these last days. I know they're wicked days. They're awful days. Man, they're like the days of Noah again. It's getting more and more wicked all the time. I understand that, but I believe just like God gave grace, amen, and strength and blessing to Noah in those days, God can do so for us. And we can find grace in the eyes of the Lord just like Noah did, and we can live and be true to Him. Amen? And, at the same time, you know, sometimes we hear people saying, you know, man, we're just looking for the Lord coming back, and we are. We're to be looking for His coming, looking for that blessed hope that we have, and what a blessed hope it is, amen? And then one day where He's going to come back for us and take us out of here. But at the same time, may we realize that God's got us here for a purpose and a plan, and God wants us to shine for Him in these last days. And I believe as the days get darker, we should shine the brighter, amen? And we should really, people should notice what a difference in us as we let Christ live through us. And then it goes on and says, "Nor standeth in the way of sinners." And we see that downward spiral here if we compromise and we turn aside. Folks, we have to realize, you know, Satan, he wants us to get one foot in the world, one foot in the church, and he wants us to straddle the fence. But always remember, Satan owns the fence. The fence is his. And don't fall into that trap of walking the fence with Satan. "Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." We see where it leads, you know. And man, folks, I'm telling you, I know of people today that used to be faithful to church. And they were greatly used to God. They were in the ministry. They were excited. But today, and I believe they're saved. I really do. There was a witness there. There was, you know, just, and they love God. But today, they're out of church. It can happen to any one of us. Don't think for a moment, well, that'll never happen to me. Folks, it can. It can happen. I have a dear brother in the Lord. He was a young pastor in his 20s, on fire for God, zealous for God. and just had a nice church. The church was doing well, running about 100 folks every service. I mean, he was going places for God and doing a great work. And today, folks, he's out of the ministry. His family's broken up. I can't believe it. I mean, you hear stories, and we all do from time to time, you know, of people that we maybe well-known or, you know, maybe far away or not really closely tied to us. But I tell you, when it happens, you know, to someone that is very close to you, it's just unbelievable, you know. And folks, I'm telling you, it can happen to any one of us. Oh, may we stay close to God. Amen. May we stay in the narrow way. And if we go on down here, it says in verse number 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And may we make him our delight, his law. Then God, he'll delight in us. Amen. And then verse number 3, this is really what I want to look at just for a few moments. And it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Up there in Alaska, we had a lot of trees out there, but not too many different kinds of trees. Most of them, I'd say, were the evergreen tree. And we had some, you know, birch and that and stuff, but mostly just the, you know, the spruce or the evergreen trees there. And you know, these trees, they stay green year round. And you know, kind of that same idea. God wants to make us, you know, bearing forth fruit all the time, having our own season all the time for the Lord, and our leaf not withering. And what a promise. What a promise there, that last phrase. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God's blessing will then be on it. Amen. God would have us each as his people to be that tree here that we find here in Psalm 1, verse number 3. A tree for him, a tree that is strong, that brings honor and glory to God. What great things he has done through our life. He wants people, when they see us, not to see me, not to see you, but to see Jesus. Amen. To see him in our life. This is God's desire. And he wants us to grow up and be that tree that brings honor and glory to him. Oh, may we be that tree here that the Bible talks about, that tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Just a few things here I just want to point out here about this tree. And a tree needs certain things in order to grow and be strong. And four things here that I want to point out. That are just spiritual things, that how God works in and through us. Number one, a tree needs light. A tree must have a plant. A tree must have light, and the Bible says that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Folks, I tell you, when we come to souls and people that are lost, they must understand what a holy and righteous God that we serve. He's a thrice holy God. And we've offended a holy, righteous, pure, perfect God. And as God's people, we are to walk in the light of His holiness. God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. This light is to show or expose any sin or weight that may beset us as a believer. May we always stay exposed. Amen? And want to. Stay exposed at all times before our holy, righteous God in His light. Amen? David talks about, he says, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. May we want to be in His light. And light does it. It exposes, does it not? It exposes imperfections. And I believe as we get closer to God, we may see more imperfections in our life, more areas in our life where we need to change or we need to repent of and make right with God. And God's so good to show that to us if we'll let Him. But we must walk in that light and keep short accounts with God. This has to do with our fellowship with God. How important is our fellowship with God? This walking in His light of His holiness. Remember when Moses came off the mountain there, and the Bible says that Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone. Oh, as we keep our hearts right with God and we allow God to work in us and purify us, and how our faces should shine. Amen? A man's wisdom maketh the boldness of his face to be changed, and God wants to do that in your heart and mine. and then make our light to shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Man, it's so important that we keep short accounts with God, that we keep that fellowship with God, that we're always, amen, searching our heart. David said, Lord, search me, try me, see if there be any wicked way in me. Anything, God, anything, any little crevice, any little crack, any little corner, any little closet in my heart, that there's anything against you, dear Father. Because I want to be exposed. I want to live exposed. Satan's going to tempt you, child of God, to live a life where you kind of hide from God a little bit, you know? You keep some things from God, some areas of your life from God. Well, God, I'll go this far with you, but I won't go any further. And there's some areas of our life that maybe sometimes we're not willing to give to God. Oh, let God have control. Let Him have it all. Amen? Let Him have all of your heart. Every corner. Don't keep anything from God. You'll miss out. You'll miss out on His blessings. Don't be afraid to follow God. He wants what's best for you. He knows what's best for you. I can testify God's way is the best way. Amen. I haven't always done right. And don't look up to me as some kind of spiritual, very, very spiritual mature person. I don't view myself that way at all. I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to walk by faith and how to trust God's grace and how to walk in the Spirit and how to be filled with the Spirit. This is my desire. I want it. And man, I got a long way to go is what I'm saying. Oh, man. Man, I tell you, when you look at the Lord Jesus, man, we got a long way to go. Amen? But I want to live in His light. I want to make sure that there's nothing between me and God. Oh, what a wonderful old hymn. Nothing between me and the Savior. Amen? May that be true in our lives as we walk with God, that He might make us that tree to stand for Him and glorify Him in these last days. Then the second thing a tree needs is water. This, of course, is a type of the Word of God to cleanse and purify our hearts and our minds. Oh, how we need to, spend time with God. How important that is. And make it a part of our day, every day. And to get alone with God. David says, evening and morning, at noon will I pray. Daniel got alone with God three times a day. The Muslim people can pray to Allah. I've seen them up there in Toronto. It's overrun with Muslims up there. And they'd be in the factory floor, right in front of everybody. I mean, all kinds of assembly work and stuff, robots and things and people. And they didn't care. They throw their mat down right in the middle of the floor. And they pray to Allah five times a day. Why can't we pray to God three times a day? Why can't we make time for God and get alone with God? Amen. If we're too busy to get alone with God, we're too busy. Make time for God. Get alone with Him. How we need His Word. This has to do with our meditation. Our meditation on God, on His Word. Isaiah talks about staying upon our God. Stay upon Him. Amen? Remember the Lord, He said, now you are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. And remember that laver of brass that there was there at the tabernacle. And the Bible says that for Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands, their feet thereat. And when they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water that they die not. They could die if they were not cleansed. This is important to God. Amen? That we stay clean through His Word. That we spend time with God every day. It's not a flip thing. It's not something that, well, I can let go for a few days. Or, man, I tell you, you leave yourself so vulnerable to Satan when you do that. He's waiting. He's a lion ready to devour your life, ready to devour your home. If you're saved, he can't get your soul, but man, he can sure mess up your life if you let him. Oh, may we not give him any opportunity. Amen? But wash ourselves in the water of his word and meditate and stay upon God. Oh, his word, it's quick. Oh, it's alive, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder. Man, there's nothing else that can do that. Of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and as a discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart, what power we have we hold in our hands. Amen? Can deliver souls from hell, and can give you strength to walk with God and be that strong tree for God in these days. That when people see you, they see Jesus, they see what God has done in your life. He wants you to stand for Him. And we do that by spending time with Him. Amen? Meditating on Him. Oh, the water. How important the water is. And then thirdly, another thing a tree needs is air. Oh, how it needs that air, how it needs that carbon dioxide, and how all that works. It's amazing how God has done all that. The Bible talks about how the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Air, a type of the Spirit of God. It means to here to empower, and what God wants to do is guide our life, and that we might glorify Him. Jesus said, "For without me ye can do nothing." Amen. This has to do with our submission. May we, at the same time, you know, as we, you know, we're walking before God, keeping our hearts right, we're in fellowship with Him, walking in the light as He is in the light, and we're meditating on Him, we're keeping our mind stayed upon God and His Word, and making time to spend with God every day. At the same time, I would be submitted to the Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, how important this is. And we see many examples there in the New Testament. About one is Stephen. Amen. What a blessing he was. They were not able, the Bible says, to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which he spake, because God was on that man. You know, and you see it time and time again in Scripture. Those that were Spirit-filled, what great things God did through them. And folks, the Spirit of God is still the same today. And God may not... You know, as far as, you know, allow us to heal people with diseases, we can pray and people to be healed. God can still heal, amen? Don't get me wrong. And there was tongues and different things, how God was using that to spread the gospel for that time period. But the Spirit of God is still real and still powerful today. And wants to use you and me for His honor, for His glory. I realize it's a different time period, it's a different dispensation. There's no more apostles, I understand that. But the Spirit of God is still powerful. Amen. May we not think that we can live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. Satan wants you to walk in the flesh. There's a switch in your heart, and it's either flipped to the flesh or the Spirit. It's one or the other. It can't be in the middle. It's one or the other. We're either walking and serving God in the flesh, or we're walking and serving God in the Spirit. How important this is. Amen? The Bible says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God." Oh, may we be filled with His sweet Spirit. And in the rest of the verses there in Ephesians chapter 5, it tells us, amen, how to go about it. You know, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual psalms, giving thanks to your heart unto the Lord for all things, and submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. And basically, that's just, it's our submission to Him every day, all throughout the day, at every moment. You know, being led of the Spirit of God. God's able to lead your life. He's able to help you who to marry. Amen. If you're looking for someone to marry, He's able to help you to know where to work, what kind of job, or where to live. And all this, God is just waiting. He wants to help you. But you must say, "God, lead me, show me, help me. I'm submitted to you, whatever you want me to do." If you're not, God doesn't force Himself on anyone. You get that? All these other false religions, the pastor was talking about the cults and all that. You know, they're very coercive, you know, all these other religions. But true Christianity is not like that. God does not force Himself on anyone, the true God of heaven. He never forces Himself on anyone. Oh, He beckons, He calls, yes, oh yes, He does. But He doesn't make you do it. He won't force you into it. He won't force you to be saved. And even after you're saved, He will not force you to walk in the Spirit. It's a choice that you make every day, every moment of the day. But if you will, oh, He will lead you. He will. Amen. Amen? And what a blessing that is to have a God like that. Amen? Man, He's the best God ever. If you could think up a God, I mean, you can't think of a better God than Him. I mean, He's perfect in every way. Amen? Amen? Perfectly balanced. Amen. He's a just, righteous God. He loves righteousness. He loves holiness. Amen? And that's kind of the fearful side of God. But, you know, because He's like that, we can trust Him. Amen? At the same time, He's a God of mercy, and love, and forgiveness. What a perfectly balanced God we serve. What a wonderful God. And He's just waiting to help you in your life, to turn out right for Him. Oh, let Him have His way. Let His Spirit submit, amen, to His Spirit. And then lastly, I'll give this last thought about that tree here, Psalm 1, verse 3. A tree must have soil. A soil here, a type of God's grace. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A soil has to do with, you know, the child of God being established and maturing in the Lord. You know, folks, we never stop growing. I mean, you might live to be 90, 100 years old, but you will still be growing to the day you die. And may we be yearning for that new growth and never get to a spot in our life where we feel like, well, I'm there. I'm good now.
You know, I've heard it all. I've heard all the Bible stories. I've heard all these outlines. I've heard these messages time and time again, over and over, you know, by this time. And, oh, folks, may we never get to the place where we stop. That is where Satan can get us. Even when we're an older saint, Satan can get us, you know. And may we kind of back off a little bit because, well, I'm getting older, and we'll let some of these young people take over and do their part. Man, they need you to come alongside them. They need your wisdom. They need your encouragement. Get alongside them, amen, and help them, encourage them any way you can. I understand it's not easy to get older, and you know, health is breaking down and different things. I understand that, but oh, don't back off. Oh, stay involved as much as you can. I know of saints that are older, and it seems like there's a temptation to back off, you know, from ministry and different things. Oh, may we continue to grow and allow God to use us, amen. This has to do with our diligence. This continual growing. You know, some of these trees out there, they can be as big or bigger underneath the ground than they are above the ground. It's an amazing thing how the roots, just like they continue to grow and grow. We as believers, we continue to grow. That's God's design. That's His plan for us. Amen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, may you go out swinging, amen, as you get older and you pass from this life. Old Billy Sunday, he said, if I get so old that, you know, I can't kick the devil anymore, and I can't swing and hit the devil anymore, and I lost my teeth, and I get so old, he said, I'll gum him to death, amen. He said, I'm gonna keep going, amen. I'm gonna keep going for God. May that be our attitude. May that be our prayer. To keep gumming the devil, if that's all we can do, amen. And may God help us. And the Bible says, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. And it talks about that grace over there in Peter. The God of all grace who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Oh, how God wants us to continue in that growth. Amen? And may God help us to be that tree here of Psalm 1 and verse number 3. Those are just a few thoughts I had. I hope they were a blessing to you this evening. Thank God for you. And may you just continue to shine and glorify God here. And folks, just remember, you know, you may never go to a far-off field. God may never lead you to be a missionary. If He does, wonderful. Praise God. I can't say anything bad about it. Man, it's been exciting to follow God. It really has. And He'll take some, maybe some strange places, meet some strange people, but He gives grace, and it is the most wonderful thing in all the world. It really is. But if God keeps you right here in Boone, He keeps you in this area the rest of your life, and you serve, man, you are a missionary here. Amen? Amen. Give your all for Christ. It won't be long, folks. We'll be standing before the throne, that great white throne. All the angels gathered around, all the saints by the millions gathered around the throne. We will be there. And oh, on that day of judgment, and surely it shall come for each of us, even though we're believers, we shall have a judgment. May we see a smile on His face and Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Don't you want to see that smile? Don't you want to hear those words? I want to hear those words. I want to see Him smile upon me. Oh, I think of the times I've failed the Lord and how God's picked me back up. What a good God He is. Amen? Amen. Let's keep going for God. Let's be that tree to grow up for God. Satan wants you to be a baby Christian. He doesn't want you to grow up. He's fighting you. He's fighting me. He does not want us to progress. He does not want us to grow up. He wants to stay a little tree, not a great impact, not where people can find comfort and shelter and shadow and you know, under. No, He wants your life to be ineffective. Oh, put these things into practice, amen, that God has given us here this evening, of the water, the light, and the soil, amen, and the air. And may we put these things into practice so that God may make us that tree for Him in these last days. We can stand, amen, and glorify Him. Oh, may we stand, amen, even in these last days, these evil, wicked days, and be like Noah. You know, if it comes down to it, if it's just a few of us left, whatever, amen. Thank God for Noah. Thank God he stood, amen. You do realize if it was not for Noah, we would not be here today. If it's not for you in your life and God using you to stand for Him, people will not be saved. People that you know, your family, your friends, your acquaintances, they won't get saved if you don't stand. Man, souls, they hang in the balance, folks. Oh, may we take this to heart.
Blessed is the man. Be that man. Be that tree for God. Amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you.